Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, finding a home. More than 2,000 kids in Anchorage are considered homeless by the school district. They stay in shelters, cars, or with family and friends. Research shows kids who lack stability don't do as well in school, but the support of even just one adult can change that. In the case of teenager Jamari House, an entire family stepped in to make sure she didn't get lost in the shuffle. KSKA's Urban Affairs reporter Ann Hillman has more.
Walking into the Houdon household is like entering a giant slumber party mid-swing. Every couple of minutes, this happens. 17-year-old Jamari House sits on a pile of stuffed animals, eating a chicken strip. Her best friend, Angel Houdon, lounges by the couch, and Angel's older sister, Ivory, sits ramrod straight on a kitchen chair, shirt buttoned all the way to the top. The friendly conversation turns into a sisterly squabble, Jamari throwing comments toward her friend-turned-sister.
It's nobody's chore, but you could take the initiative to clean the bathroom.
It's your chore to at least clean the sink. Come on, man.
But you do all the makeup.
Jamari moved in with the Houdons about 3 years ago. She met Ivory in orchestra class. They became friends, and Ivory invited her over one day. Jamari was surprised when they got off the bus from Bartlett High School and walked up to the Houdon split-level house.
I honestly forgot people lived in houses. I really did. Like, because of how many times I've been in apartments or shelters, and my grandma lived in a trailer.
Jamari can remember at least 9 places she's lived with her mother and twin brother, sometimes with her mom's boyfriends, sometimes with relatives. Her dad died when she was only 4. By the time she started high school, she was staying in a 2-bedroom apartment with a crowd of relatives.
We stayed with my cousin who had 5 children and had a baby coming on the way. So that wasn't too fun because the baby would be crying all night or I'd have to babysit and not be able to finish all my homework.
Jamari had always been the smart academic type, but her grades were slipping. She was barely making low B's and C's. Sam, Angel and Ivory's mom, says the first time she met Jamari and heard about her situation, she saw elements of her own childhood, substance abuse and instability. Jamari's personality reflected it.
She was shy, nervous a lot. It took probably about 4 months for her to open up and just be a little giggle fest or an angry ball of I hate homework, which happens a lot now.
One weekend about 3 years ago, Jamari spent the night. They watched The Little Mermaid and played Mario Kart. And then she never really left.
She was here for about 2 weeks and I was like, don't you need to go home, see your mom? And she's like, oh, my mom doesn't care. I was like, okay.
But her mom, Monica House, did care. Monica says she knew she couldn't provide her kids with a stable home. She was struggling with depression and substance abuse after her husband and then her brother and her aunt died. Her son went to live with a friend, and Jamari went to stay with Sam and her kids.
And Sam, her finding Sam, that was the best thing, even if it wasn't with me. That was the best thing could have happened.
And in the 3 years since moving to the Houdon's house, Jamari's grades have climbed. Now she's an A student and is applying to colleges. And she says her personality has changed.
Well, I've gotten more comfortable with myself and with the girls.
I'm sorry.
I'm a bit more able to speak more comfortably. Like, they encourage me.
Ivory, the no-nonsense sister, says Jamari changed their family, too. Jamari moved in soon after Ivory's father moved out. Ivory says, together, they're a real family.
My family interacts, and not only is it the interactions that happen, is that we're able to be happy and angry together. And it used to be where no one's allowed to have emotions, and no one's allowed to really be themselves. After the divorce and people were moving in and out, I got to have a family, for once.
Jamari was never legally adopted by Sam, and she still has a relationship with her biological mom. Monica has her own place now, and Jamari spends every other weekend with her. But her new family and her new home have given her roots she's never had before. And even though she's preparing to leave for college, she never wants to give it up.
I'm like, you can't move, Sam. Why? 'Cause it's a safe place. Stability. everything, it's good. Don't move, because if you move, then I'll kind of flip out, because I want to come back to this house. Like, if I move out of state or something and come back and she's moved somewhere else, I'll be like, where did you move? Why aren't you home? Who's these people here?
She finishes her after-school snack, sinking further into the pile of toys and contentedly putting off her pile of homework. She's comfortable, happy, and home. For AK, I'm Ann Hillman.